We're up to Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. We will be doing the first three sifim. Tzarech Likros Mu'umad. One is supposed to stand for Kriyas HaTorah, meaning the one who lanes is supposed to be laning while he is standing. Vafilu Lismach Atzmo L'Kosel Ola Omud Oser. Even to lean on a wall or on the Amud here is referring to the Bima, is Oser. Eleim Kenu Balbasser, unless he is someone heavy. The Mishnah Berurah learns that the smicha that is mutter if someone is a balbasser is referring to where you're leaning on something in a way that if that thing would be removed, you would still stand. Meaning, if you're leaning on something where when it's pulled away, you'd fall over, then that's considered like you're not standing altogether. What we're talking about is where even if it were pulled away, you would stand. Even that, he said, was usur unless one is a balbasser. Well, where do we get this halacha from that one has to lean while he is standing? From the pasuk of Atop Po Amodi Madni, it's as if Hashem is saying, I'm standing along with Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, this is all lechatchila b'dieved, even if the Balkore or the Ola sat, the halacha is that they are Yotza. With regard to this balbasser who's allowed to lean, so long as if you pulled it away, he wouldn't fall over, included in that, the Mishnah Berurah says, is not only a balbasser, someone who is very old, someone who is not well, they would also have the same halacha. In a case of somebody that must lean, the Mishnah Berurah says they should be careful to lean not on the mappa itself, they shouldn't be putting themselves down on the actual cloth that the Sefer Torah sits on, because that is miyuchid for the Sefer Torah and is not to be used for leaning on, as opposed to the entire bima, which is also meant to be leaned on. Further says the Rama, Hagah, v'chein hachazin hakorei tzarech lamod imakorei. Not only is the one who has the aliyah supposed to stand, but also the balkorei is supposed to stand. Both of them are supposed to stand. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the gabai also has to stand, the sgan. He is the gabai. What happens if the ola is short and the Sefer Torah is a very tall Sefer Torah? So he pashit cannot see the words on the top of the yomid without leaning. The Mishnah Berurah says that is mutter because it's obvious that he's doing it for the sake of seeing. Leaning for the sake of seeing is a kavod that is not a lack of kavod haTorah, and that is mutter altogether. It's not derech gaiva. However, he's got to remember that it's only mutter so long as they're leaning from up on top of the yomid. Whereas once they reach the lower parts of the Sefer Torah, he has absolutely no reason to lean to see it. The halacha is that he has to make sure that he's not leaning to see it. Sif Beis. Lo yikru shnayim, you're not to have two people laning at the same time, because trei koli lamish tamoi, you can't hear either of them really. Ela ha'ola korei, the one who has the aliyah actually, he lanes. V'shat shosek, and the balkore is quiet, that's one. Oh, shats korei va'ola lo yikru b'koram. Or the balkore lanes, and the ola, he's mechuyiv, to lane along with him, but he should not do that out loud. He has to lane along with him, or else what is he making a bracha on? He should lane very quietly, in a way that he doesn't even hear himself. To this, the Ramah says, even if he can hear, it's not a problem, it's still called balachash. The lo odif mitfilah, it's no worse than Shmon Esrei, where the halach is that Shmon Esrei must be said silently. Nevertheless, you're mashmiel yaznav. Now, our minig, obviously, is that the balkora lanes. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that we insist on the balkora laning. The ola is not allowed to lane, because we're afraid, first of all, once we start that those who can lane are going to be laning, that those who can't lane are going to end up being embarrassed. Shalo levayish, not to embarrass one who can't lane. Second of all, we're also afraid that there are people that are going to claim that they know how to lane and they don't. This way, to ensure that we have an accurate Kriyas HaTorah, there should be a rule that the Balkore only lanes and that the Olim just say the brachas. But the halacha is that they have to lane along. So the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Rush says that it's not mistaber that the Olim makes a bracha and the Balkore is doing the Kriya. Whereas the Bir Halacha brings up the issue that we are somach on the Maril to give a summa on Aliyah. We give a blind person Aliyah, although he cannot be reading the words. So it must be that we're holding that he's yotze with the kriya of the Baal Korah. If that's the case, why does anybody else have to bother laning along? The Bir Halacha's maskana is that we only rely on the Maril in the case of someone who is blind, Rachmana Litzlan, or in the case of an Amoretz, because if we're not going to rely on the Maril, these people will never be able to get Aliyahs. So for their sake, we rely on it. Whereas when you're talking about a regular person who's capable of laning along with the Baal Korah, for him, we don't rely on the Maril, and we really say that he does have to lane along with him. Siv Gimel. V'yesh nogim laham. So again, what does one do when he gets an Aliyah? Lafid Machaber, he's supposed to lane along with the Baal Korah so low that he couldn't even hear himself, and the Ramah allows him to lane a little bit louder that he could hear himself. Gimel v'yesh nogim lahamid misha makre la'ola mila b'mila v'acha shagoma makre mila omra ha'ola. There are those who have a minig that the one who gets the aliyah, the ola, does the laning, but he doesn't know how to lane. So someone will lane a pasuk for him out of a chumash beforehand. He will then go and repeat that pasuk. Then the one reading out of the chumash will say, and then he will go repeat this pasuk. And there's no chshash of trei kali because they're not laning simultaneously. It's one lanes, then the other one lanes afterwards. So that is the that is a minig brought down in the Mechaber that is certainly not our minig today.